Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here, too, because he is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the previous millennia, and that makes him very old. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's an award-winning entrepreneur and the author of a number of books on that topic, and our good friend Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
God, you make me feel so old when you introduce me that way.
You are. Take your Geritol and come and let's get going here.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff, we got this thing going on out in Vegas called CES. Happens every year. And usually I have someone who reports from CES to talk about it. But you're going to do it as a virtual attendee. Tell us what CES is first.
A computer electronics show, or consumer electronics show, excuse me, although it is dominated very much.
This is what happens when you get somebody who isn't actually there. You get kind of, you know, you don't always get it right. Go ahead, Jeff.
You don't always get it right. Oh, when I was walking through
consumer
on my tablet last
show.
Night. So, but it can be easily confused with computers because that's really what drives it. A lot of the technology that we see out there. But anyway, it's a major show every year in Las Vegas. And it's one of those consumer trade shows that you go to, and if you don't book your room far enough in advance,
like
5 years, I mean, it just takes over the city, and it's a great showcase for a lot of the consumer technology we see out there, for cameras to mount to your bike helmet or, you know, different printing technologies, which is all the rage right now. Tablets obviously are, and touchscreen computers, things like that. But also there's a lot of business applications that are involved as well, some of which we mentioned and some of which that are newly emerging, more powerful computers, you know, a lot of things that to weigh and measure as far as how they apply to your life and your work and how you can capitalize on them to the best advantage.
Well, yeah, and it's everything. It's televisions and network stuff. I mean, there's a lot of home network stuff. I mean, there's a lot of different things out there, and you'll also see, I think, things that are, you know, coming down the pike, right? Maybe not things that aren't even quite ready to go.
There's a lot of, whether it's beta testing or as they have in the automobile field, those sort of development cars, you know, mm-hmm. sort of concept cars, concept technology that is not quite ready for prime time. It might not even be quite ready for beta testing, but it's conceptual, you know, things that we may see coming down the road. Some of the things that they're working on now are computers that sort of gauge your mood and can respond in kind by through sensors and the like, and even facial recognition.
There's a computer who will say to me, it's not what you said, it was how you said it.
It's how you said
There's
it.
There's a computer that will say that to me?
It's getting there. It's not exactly, you know, how responding to you a la 2001, but it's working in that direction to maybe serve up, you know, if it's home automation, it could serve up lighting based on your mood or music based on your mood. It's not going to replicate tea Earl Grey hot quite yet, but it's sort of getting there in the ways that we're using and computers and technology, and it's responding to our needs.
Can you buy things at CES?
I don't know that there's much retail going on. I don't think that's the nature of CC, not having been there. I don't know, but I'm sure that I can buy a latte or a hot dog.
But this is designed to show retailers and people who are going to be offering products, but also maybe some of the big companies, the big users of these things.
Users, it's really the heaviest component there, it seems, is the consumer the trade publications and the consumer publications that will then write about all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So you see CNET and you see all the different publications, even the consumer publications like you know, Time or Newsweek or, you know, CNN and the like, all have, whether it's print or video or both, reporters and producers out there.
Anything catch your attention out there?
There's a lot of things that are getting my attention. I mean, a lot of it, for example, with to protect our technology on the road, you know, as tablets become more prevalent in use,
right.
You know, how do you ensure that thing doesn't get shattered? They haven't made the screens so protective such that you drop them, they don't shatter, but how can you protect them out there when you're out on the road? For example, down here, we're in South Florida, a lot of companies, and I've written about it, are using their smartphones and their tablets to video shots of the world. Place. So if you're a plumber or an electrician working in the field, or say you're doing yacht repair and you're out on the field, you have to video something, you drop your iPhone that you're shooting a shot or a video of a repair job and it falls in the drink, you know, it could be toast. They have all sorts of products that, you know, go beyond just protecting it from a fall, but to protecting it from a drowning.
I heard there's one that like you, if you get a new phone, before you activate it, you send it to them, and two, three, or four days later, they send it back to you sealed from water.
There are a number of those. I've not seen that one specifically, but there are a number of them that are like pouches.
It's a coating. No.
It's a coating. I know what you're saying.
It's like a coating.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at some of them
apparently,
right now.
Apparently, it doesn't really, you know, doesn't detract from the phone or it doesn't encumber you at all, but,
right.
But it just coats it so that it's... I don't know how they do it, but anyway, that's interesting.
I think that, yeah, and I think the thing to keep in mind is how these things can improve our technology and how we use our technology. So it's not that I'm going to come away from CES and say, I got to buy that product.
Right.
But you think about how that product can improve your work life, your professional or personal life.
You know, you get a couple of $300 into a smartphone. You don't want to drop it in a drink, as you say, and lose that investment.
Absolutely. And, you know, how many of us take out the insurance plan on our phones and protect against damage
or
loss? Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, it's like having the insurance or the internal wiring plan from the phone company. You know, $4.95 a month, you don't make a call for 2 years, and you've already paid for several visits should it happen.
Right.
So, you know, so, but I think that's the way we got to look at these things, these trade shows that come up, or even when you're just reading your local publication.
So people can do what you've done, right? They can go online.
And I do it all the time for my business, but I believe that, and we've had this conversation where I believe that business owners need to be looking, always have their eyes open on the horizon for what the next technology is, not to have the whiz bang. We've always spoken about the bleeding edge and how it can make you bleed cash if you're too early with some of this technology. But, you know, how can this help me? How might this be able to help me improve my workflow, my process, get my people more productive?
So is there a website, CES.net?
Well, there's, you know, CNET and CES. If you just Google Consumer Electronics Show, it'll come up.
Yeah, go check it out, folks. You might have some fun there. Thanks, Jeff. Hold on to that thought. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.